The last time a Juneau police officer shot and killed someone, it was 2007. According to police records, an officer responding to a 911 call came upon a man who had a sword. And that man screamed at him and threatened him with it, and the officer shot him in the chest. In this particular case, though, there was an audio recording. Juneau's police chief at the time was Greg Browning, and he says it was pretty clear that the officer had done everything he could to try and keep from using deadly force.
I kind of took the unconventional step of just bringing that tape down to the Juneau Empire and letting them have it so they could put it out to the public so they could make their own decision on, you know, whether the officer was justified in what he did or not.
This time around, Juneau police haven't released any footage or audio from the December 28th shooting. They denied a records request seeking access to it. They also haven't released the 911 call that prompted Officer James Esbenshade to go to Cinema Drive, where he later shot Juneau resident Kelly Michael Stevens. But former Chief Browning says the community reaction, that pushback from some and unwavering support from others, it's the same.
People have the right to have their opinion about things, and but there's a certain segment of any community that is a little bit anti-police, and they come out of the woodwork when this stuff happens.
In 2007, the Juneau Police Department did its own investigation, eventually clearing the officer involved of any crime. This time, they've flown in Alaska State Troopers to look into the circumstances around the shooting. Browning says the aftermath of a shooting like this one can be hard for an officer, especially because they're required to go on leave, and it can be an emotional thing to process on their own.
You just have to make sure that the officer has good peer support and, that he has any kind of professional help that he might need.
As for the man who got shot, friends say he was struggling. Kelly Stevens was a prolific tattoo artist. He was also a heroin addict who had been in and out of jail over the last few years. Mario Singh owns Taku Tattoo, where Stevens worked on and off since 2016. He has some good memories. He says Stevens would just crank up the music while he was working. It didn't matter what kind, just that it was loud. That he loved art and had an insatiable appetite for tattooing. But they got into this frustrating cycle of Stevens letting him down.
I ended up having to let him go.
Singh says Stevens moved down south. Then he came back and was clean, so he gave him another chance, and then another.
Everybody's worth a second, third, fourth chance, and it always seems like, you know, Kelly's heart was in the right place. He was just very, I think he dealt with a lot of mental anguish, a lot of trauma in his life.
Singh says he didn't put a lot of what he knows about Stevens out on social media, in part because in a town this small, people will pick it up and run with it, use it to further whatever argument they're going to make. There are a lot of people in the community talking about this shooting, weighing in on who was right and who was wrong. But Singh says there are some things that he wishes everyone would keep in mind.
You know, he was kind of not notorious, but I mean, he had gotten into a certain amount of trouble around. He had gotten in, you know, known as a drug addict and stealing people's gasoline, I think, out of cars and all kinds of stuff. I think there was some footage of him, you know, on people's home cameras and stuff like that. And, you know, it's easy to demonize somebody and say, well, you know, it's just a crackhead. But, you know, it's a person. And then it wasn't, you know, just this lust for just drugs. It was an effort to combat some kind of trauma.
The last time Singh saw Stevens, it was at the shop a few months ago. He'd just gotten out of a halfway house and was on ankle monitor. He was clean and he wanted to get back to work. But Singh told him he'd run out of chances. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.